Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Do you ever catch yourself? I feel like we all do. Like, I'm 31, mm-hmm. and we all like to not think I hate to use the D word, dumb.
Right.
But I found myself this morning feeling very, very dumb. And I could have seemed dumb to a large group of people if I opened my mouth. But I kept this all to myself, and I am so glad I did.
I'll be the judge of that, Tim.
Well, this is the thing. You would be, if this happened to you, and this is the level of my education and understanding of this, what I'm about to get into. And if you've never owned or bought a house before, you might be in my boat. Because I've never got to a point where I'm like, oh, yeah, we're looking at buying a house. Oh,
I'm in a financial position where I can purchase a property.
Like, when I understand that to get a house, you're probably going to need a mortgage.
Yeah.
Yep.
And unless you're super rich.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's not a category I'd put myself in. So, again, you don't know what you don't know, right? Because I've never dabbled in
that. What did you ask?
No. I was catching up, bumped into some mates this morning. My wife was grabbing a coffee, and we bumped into a couple of her mates, and they're all chatting, and I'm just sitting playing with our son and blah, blah, blah. And this, I'm so glad that I didn't say this out loud, because they were talking about, a lot of them are just, like, you know that growth corridor, like, Armstrong Creek, how there's all the Ashbury Estates and like Charlemont Rise. They're all building. So a couple of our mates are all moving around there, and they're selling their houses, or they're buying these ones, or they're moving into rentals. And like, as someone who's renting and has only exclusively rented, I'm just like, yeah, we're renting. You know, yeah, we found a pretty good
we're
price.
We're very happy where we are.
We like what we're doing. It's definitely our choice. And so they were talking about it, and someone said to my wife, our house is actually going up for auction this weekend.
Oh.
And again, I've never been to an auction.
You're like, I'll give you $20.
I have no understanding of what an auction goes into. So they're chatting away about the auction, and they're like, yeah, we're having the auction, and hopefully some people come by and put the bids on, blah, blah, blah. And my brain's just going through the motions. I'm like, kind of listening. I'm like, yeah. And they're going, yeah, well, hopefully we get a good offer. And I go, oh, man, imagine if someone comes in lowballs and like only, say they want to sell their house for $800,000 and someone only offers it $400,000, but that's the highest bid. Then they've got to sell it for $400,000.
Why would anyone do that?
This was like so ballsy. Sell your house at an auction. Because the auctions that I've ever seen in my life are like charity auctions where if someone's saying like, oh, yeah, we'll get you a night in the city, you can go to the football, blah, blah, blah. So if someone only bids $100, that's what they get it for.
Oh, Timmy.
And so I'm thinking, I'm like, what a wild risk to take. And again, not saying out loud. And they're like,
so I imagine they're standing there having a conversation. Your eyes are wider than anything.
I was like, what a ballsy thing to do. And so they're chatting, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to the point where they're like, yeah, but I guess if we don't get an offer that we're happy with, we'll just move on and we'll sell
it. Pass it in.
And I was like, what? I'm so glad I never said a word. This whole conversation.
You maniacs!
Because everything that was running through my mind, I was like, well, what if they get it for half price? you just never know.
I'm surprised you haven't rocked up to an auction and tried to put a lowball bid in.
No, well, now that you're actually so right, because if that was my understanding, we should have been going to auctions being like, $40,000. Even I can't afford that, but just seeing if it would ever work. But yeah, it turns out, you don't have to take the offer at the auction, which just seems so silly to me.
God, you what are so silly? Smart, Tim. Yeah. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Yeah,
I told you. I'm glad I didn't say this out loud. I just said it on the radio show instead.
This is Tim and Jess.
We have a friend of ours who I guess is somewhat in a relationship.
Oh, I wouldn't use the R word.
Somewhat not in a relationship.
They've had an uncomfortable conversation. I think all in the name of love.
Yes.
And sometimes when a relationship is potentially on the horizon, you become kind of like a kid again. You're like, you're giddy. Yeah. You want to like do fun, silly things.
I feel like you and I are the old married couples in the office now.
I don't know. I've only been married 3 years. People listening are probably going, you don't know nothing yet, guys.
Yes, but this friend coming to us for relationship advice is hilarious. Would you not agree?
Oh, I think it's the cute side that that I was just referring to. I really like what they were talking about.
Yeah.
And what this person has dealt with is that they've come up with their person that they're going on some dates with.
They've been on many, many dates with this person.
Yeah.
To the point where they thought this person was their boyfriend.
Mm.
And then this guy has come to them and said, hey, are we like boyfriend, girlfriend? Yeah. Which is my favorite sentence.
Yeah, I know. And because
delicious.
As an adult, yeah. Do you go, because like, there's, I guess you could go like, so what are we?
So what are we, yeah. Like, where is this going?
Do you love me?
Are we boyfriend, girlfriend? Yeah. Hilarious.
And then the without going into too many details, he said, essentially this person said no, because they want to do.
They want to do a dramatic proposal.
Yeah.
Of, I want you to be my girlfriend, but I want to ask in a big way.
Same
right?
thing happened with my wife and I. She asked me on Valentine's Day years and years ago, 7 years ago, to be, she's like, well, like I think, what do you think? Should I become your girlfriend? And I was like, not today.
You didn't want your anniversary to be Valentine's Day.
And then, yeah, I did the natural thing, the normal thing. And then I waited about 3 or 4 days before I was like, well, do you want to be my girlfriend?
See, about 3 months into dating my now husband, I thought, oh, God. Is this my boyfriend? I've been calling him my boyfriend. We haven't had that conversation
yet. Oh, you were calling him
the
boyfriend. That's not
but never to his face. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
Hi, boyfriend. That is weird.
And so I said to him, are you my boyfriend? And he laughed in my face. So he never did like a big proposal.
Did he?
He was just like, yeah, I'm your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah,
what do you mean?
Okay. Because if he just was like, that'd be pretty confronting.
I just saw on 52232955. How common is this? Do you have to ask someone to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend?
I think it'd be super common to never have that specific question uttered.
Yeah.
I think you could totally go through with that.
I'd love to hear from someone who actually has done this. Like had done the big, like, dramatic asking.
In the same thing, you might be married right now, but your partner never asked you to be their boyfriend, girlfriend, their partner.
Are we boyfriend, girlfriend?
It was just assumed. And I think that's really funny. 52232955. Give us a call. Has this happened? Do you have to ask someone to be your boyfriend, be your girlfriend, be your partner? Caleb from Thompson, is this something that you've experienced? Tell us about it.
It's the nice way to do it, sort of thing.
How long have you been with your partner for, Caleb?
A few months.
Right. And is this partner of yours officially a partner, or is it just an unspoken thing?
Well, we've sort of spoken about it, so yeah, sort of see how we, you know, how we go. But we've sort of come to agreement that, you know, we're seeing each other, but,
right.
you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm
acting so coy, Caleb.
Caleb, did you have, like, did you say, do you want to be my girlfriend? Or, like, are we girlfriend, boyfriend? Like, did those words get uttered from you?
I didn't put it like that, but it's just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what's happening here? Right. So romantic.
Would you find it uncomfortable to ask that question? Are you my boyfriend? Are you my girlfriend? Flat out. Do you think it's very primary school? Is that because it seems to be you don't want to ask the direct question?
Oh, it's a bit hard to ask, but yeah, be a little bit high school-y.
Do you want us to call your partner on the show and you can ask them officially?
No. Not with you, Tim.
No, I'm not going to steal your partner from you, Caleb.
Nah.
Okay, yeah, I just thought I'd float it out there because if you're feeling a little bit on the fence, Jess and I, we can help you out. We can ask this person for you, Caleb.
Nah, not on the spot. Okay, no, I'll be in my own time.
Fair enough.
We could say, "What are we?" You know, we could keep it ambiguous, like you were saying. No, it's a soft no. It's about the sounds.
Give it time.
All right.
All right,
Caleb.
Keep us posted, Caleb. Yeah. I am becoming a marriage celebrant, so I could be able to help you out in the future.
if you can't commit to the word boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't know if he's ready to
be
going off to the courthouse. Yeah, I'll MC it, Caleb. Fantastic. All right, appreciate your call, mate.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Caleb has just sat us down on the fence there. Because it is. You feel, even though it isn't, you do feel like, you're going back to high school, you're going back to primary school, and you're like, you want to be my boyfriend?
You want to be my boyfriend?
Yeah, like if someone said, did you have a girlfriend, what would you say to that?
You'd probably say yes, right? Because you're my boyfriend.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Living in a great year for 2024 because the cats are still undefeated. in the men's competition so far this year.
I mean, I don't think anyone saw the Cats doing this well, Tim.
It's great to see. We've been chatting to a lot of Cats players, and every week it just seems to be like, why are you so good? And we're going to ask that question today to Cats player Mark O'Connor. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Tim and Jess. How are you?
Yeah, going good. Why are you so good? Yeah. How do you keep
this
winning?
This has got to be a dream run for like any footballer, right? You dream of this moment of going undefeated for an entire season. Do you think it's going to keep happening?
Careful. Well, you'd hope so, but it's a pretty tough competition, so we'll see how we go.
Now, mate, you're playing some good footy this year. Obviously, you played in the Premiership in 2022. You've played a lot of games for the footy club, and you seem to have a really good relationship because you were able to go back and play County Kerry football, Gaelic football, during the off-season for Dingle. It's not often that players for footy clubs are allowed to go and do other sports. Normally they wrap you up nice and tight in cotton wool over Christmas, but I know that a lot of your teammates went over and watched you and cheered you on. What's that like?
Yeah, it's awesome, and it's not lost to me how generous the club have been in allowing me to play. Because as you say, I know other clubs aren't as comfortable, but I just kind of explained how much it meant to me and the people back home, and because it's a way less physical game. Obviously, the running is good, and to be honest, in terms of like training and stuff in the off season, it's pretty hard to run in straight lines by yourself and try and keep fit. So the old Gaelic football really helps with that, and obviously it's way safer than AFL to play because you're not allowed to tackle or anything like that. So obviously it means a heap to the town at home, and it's just a way for me to keep a connection with everyone back there. So it's awesome to be able to do, and I'm really thankful to the club.
Well, Mark, if people haven't figured it out already, you are Irish.
What?
I know, right?
I had no idea. You sound like you were from Leopold.
And one of seven, I believe, Irish players in the AFL and AFLW at the Cats. What's it like having so many like people around you that, you know, you're from your Irish background? Is it kind of like a family at the Cats?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, and then there's been a couple that have come and gone as well in that time too. So it's pretty crazy, and it just seems to be growing every year. So yeah, we have that seventh. We have another AFLW player coming over this year in Kate Kenny. So it's growing slowly, and the takeover is slowly happening.
You're probably sick of it. Like, I imagine, like, when Australians go overseas and they say, oh, there's some other Aussies at this pub, you must be friends or you must love them, and you probably go, no, they're idiots. You're probably like, who knows, you and Zach Tui might hate each other, but it's like, no, we're Irish, so we've got to pretend.
Don't start your beef with that, Zach Tui, again, too.
We've got to pretend that we're friends here. So, but Mark, we're excited this weekend, taking on Melbourne at the MCG, first taking on fourth. People can still get tickets for a Ticketek or get a Flexi 6 membership today and be one in hoops. But we love talking about football, but what we're going to get you to do is after this song, I'm pretty sure you're aware of what we're about to get into, but we're going to get you to have a bit of fun with us with your Irish heritage. Are you keen on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds all right. Good. Joined on the phone by Cats player Mark O'Connor, who's pretty rapt about the Cats' start to the 2024 season, still undefeated after a great win against the Blues, playing Melbourne this Friday night.
All you, Mark. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I'll claim it.
Yeah. Now, Mark, I'm sure you're sick of people talking about how you're Irish, but we were wondering if we could have a bit of fun with you. We play a game every single week called Spell My Name, where listeners call up and we try and spell their names. Now, it's very well known that Gaelic and Irish spelling can be, how do you put it, a bit of a bitch. Now,
it's commonly been the thing that trips us up the most, Jim. Yeah.
So what we've organised, because I imagine growing up, you've grown up with plenty of people with beautiful and interesting Irish names. You've got three names for us to try and spell. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll try and go in ascending order in terms of difficulty.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, what we'll do...
So does that mean we're starting with the most difficult?
No, I hope we don't start with the most difficult.
Nah. Easiest one first.
Okay, all right.
Well, we'll get into this because we've done this before with some other Irish players, some fellow teammates. So let's jump into this.
Spell my name, Irish edition.
Spell my name, something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name,
spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess answered. If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Does it feel like home, Mark?
Catchy tune.
Okay, yeah. All right. I've just realised that this could be super insensitive, but Mark, yeah. Glad you're a good sport, like you are when you play for the Cats. So what you've got for us is three names. Let's go with the easiest first.
Yep.
Okay, Mark?
All right. Roisin.
Roisin.
Okay.
Okay.
So Jess and I will both have a go, Mark. So
R-O-S-H-I-N.
Incorrect.
No.
I know this. This is annoying.
You do? Do you know a Roisin?
Well, there's a bit of Irish flair in the family.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just trying to... Is it R-O-I-S-I-N?
Yes.
Hey!
I'm so nervous,
Very
Mark.
Nice.
I don't know why.
Very nice.
Okay, we needed that.
I didn't realise you had a bit of Irish in you, Tim.
You think the red hair's a choice. Yeah. All right. Mark, moving on. What's the second name you've got for us?
Quiver.
Oh, no.
Quiver. Right. Oh, Tim's already furiously writing. Quiver.
I cannot wait for Jess to have a go at this, Mark.
Q-U-I-V-I-E-R.
You're gone. You're up.
Yeah, you're banned. Okay. Now, I feel like I could be just as bad as you with this one. Is it K-I-A-V-E?
No.
Okay.
C-A-O-I-M-H-E.
That's the one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So how would you say that, Jess?
K-O-N-E. Is this insensitive? This might be insensitive.
It might be insensitive. Mark, you're a great footballer, and I just want you to know we do respect you and the person that you are, but let's finish this off with the hardest Irish name you've got for us, okay?
Do you want me to go a bit easier? Because I feel like this one's a bit ridiculous.
No, like we deserve it. If we're making you do this, might as well make us earn it.
Right, Quillen.
Oh, I've never heard that in my life.
Quillen?
Yep.
C-W-E-L-Y-N.
Oh.
No. Nah.
This is ugly. Okay. Again, one more time. Can you just pronounce it?
Quillen.
K-I...
Take your lessons from Quiver.
Okay, Quiver. C-A-O... H-M-E-H-E-L-Y-M-E-H-E.
How many H's did you put in there?
It wasn't a bad start.
Okay, how is it?
I'll give it to us.
It's C-A-O-I-L-S-H-I-O-N-N.
Oh, my God. And that's a cousin of yours, or?
No. Now, Mark. Okay, Mark. I'm going to stop the Irish jig for a second because we really appreciate you coming on the show this afternoon and spelling some names with us. The game against Melbourne's this Saturday night. I know you love playing at GMHBA Stadium, but those big crowds like mm-hmm. it was on last Saturday night against the Blues, you must love playing at the MCG, mate.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think there was 87,000 there in the end, so that was... It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Great atmosphere there. And hopefully the Cats fans can get up this weekend too.
Yeah, well, Melbourne versus Geelong at MCG, 7:30 p.m. start. Be one in hoops and secure a Flexi 6 membership today with memberships offering, Cats fans can grab 6 games.
Get into it. Mark O'Connor from the Cats, thank you so much for being a good sport and best of luck for this Saturday night. Go Cats.
Lovely stuff. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Tim and Jess, the
podcast. Tim and Jess here with you on K-Rock 955, all thanks to the Gordon. TAFE, the smarter choice.
It is the smarter choice, Tim. It's one that I have made because tonight...
Can we just... You just have to be so careful. This is not a paid thing.
No, it's absolutely not a paid thing.
But when you come off the back and go, it is the smarter choice because I have decided. I'm excited for you.
I will 100% say on the record, I am paying for my course.
Yeah. But much to your chagrin.
I did certainly try.
How many times have you said on air, I'm so upset because I had to pay full price? It's called life, baby girl.
So tonight I start my first course at the Gordon.
Yeah.
And I am so pumped and terrified.
Right.
I had this realization this morning that it's been many, many years since I've been back at school. And so I called my friend this morning and I was like, hey, I start school tonight. Do I need to bring like a laptop, or do you reckon like a notebook and a pen is going to suffice? And she was like, just bring both. You always need to be prepared. Because right. I don't actually know what tonight is. It's like...
Well, it's TAFE, so it's a bit different to high school.
Yeah.
So I would remove yourself.
I've never done TAFE before.
Can we just like, let's wind back the clock a little bit. Because a lot of people go back to school later in life. Whether it's university, they want to study, they go to TAFE. There's all these courses you can do. And as an adult, it's totally different. You're right. Like, you've been out of school for, what, 15 years now?
Oh, God, don't say it like
well,
that.
I'm just using preference. But, like,
but yes, let's 15 wind, years. It's been 15.
Wind back the clock and, like, what type of student were
okay.
you?
Okay, look at your little cheeky smile.
I'm not going to say it. I think you should describe
it. Yeah, I was a nerd.
Oh, you weren't a nerd. Because a nerd would imply that someone is smart in an IQ sense. You were definitely a teacher's pet.
Yeah. That's Akshay, my husband, this morning said to me, oh, are you going to be like the best in the class? I was like, I'll definitely be the teacher's favorite.
Yeah.
100% yeah, I will.
Doesn't matter if I'm in the bottom third of school results. I'll be number one.
I already know that I'm going to be the favorite.
Right.
I just know. You know, I always am.
Right. You know, TAFE is super different to how, like,
tell me about it, because you went to TAFE.
I went to TAFE. I've been to university.
Yeah.
TAFE's very, TAFE's more similar to high school than university. Like, university is obviously very, like, you did uni. It's
yeah.
very, like, self-led. TAFE, you'll probably, like, you'll be with the same group. If it's, like, a weekly thing, you'll see the same 10 or so people or whatever it is. You are studying to become a marriage celebrant. That's very
yes.
exciting.
Yeah. So, not just marriages, but we're learning all sorts of different life milestones. So I'm learning, I think, how to do... Hang on, I've got the handbook here.
All right. Well, this is not a...
What are we doing?
Oh, my God.
It's like weddings, funerals, life ceremonies. I don't know what life ceremonies entails,
right,
but...
Right.
I don't know if I'd be good with funerals. Mm. I mean, you don't want your celebrant, like, crying with everyone else, do you? You want them to remain stoic. I don't think I'm stoic enough for that.
Finally, we agree on something.
But weddings is the part that I'm excited about.
Yeah. I think it's making the choice. I love, if anything, personally, I think you're a bit young to start a new studying thing.
Like, Do you think so?
I love when people are like 50.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I'm going to become a vet.
There was one guy in my media and communications degree when I was at uni. And he was easily in his 80s. Like, he looked like...
Sorry. No, he wasn't. Jess's gauge of age is so bad.
No,
he was probably in his early 50s.
He looked like Doc from Back to the Future. Like, he had like the wild white hair, and like, he didn't realize he needed a laptop for classes. He was great. His name was Will. I hope Will is still around.
Well,
I hope he did something with his media communications degree.
If he actually was 80, very unlikely.
He's definitely in his 90s now.
Okay.
100%. Am I the mature age student in this class?
Highly unlikely.
Okay.
Jess. Look, returning, I think generally, without specifically talking about you going back to study, I think the idea of adults going to study is a very cool thing to do, because you're making that choice to learn a new skill, and not only learn a new skill, but get the paperwork that comes with it and be like, yeah.
Yes.
I am now a traffic control officer.
And if you are planning on proposing to your partner, I should be ready to go by January. So hit me up.
I love it. Like, it just should be. Like, if I stick with it, you just never know. I might be able to make it.
Tell you what, the Gordon, they make it very easy to.
Okay, well, yes, I, in a sales sense, I agree.
TAFE,
but I
the
just,
smarter choice.
Okay, yeah, I want to, yeah, there is some disconnect here. We have to say that.
Shorter courses, lower fees.
All right.
Not for me, though. Paying full price.
But we still, regardless, we still like, this is, you've made me, I have to fix this. They're good.
They are good.
Unrelated to Jess. I'm so mad. You are in a weird mood today.
What do you mean?
Fix yourself. Like you can at the Gordon. Shorter courses, lower fees. So that's how it's done.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.